Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
When I opened the door, I saw her standing. Trench coat, high heels, body romantic. I told her to go over to the couch and relax. Lay her down, massage oils on her back. Turned her over and kissed her until she wanted it. Whispered her in the air that I ain't stopping till the morning then. Picked her up and then took her into the bedroom. Put her on the king size bed, plenty leg room. Kissing on her neck, grabbing her love handles. It's amazing the effect that love handles. Gently went down till my head was on her navel. Ate the box like only a real man would be able. I can hear her saying it's her body that I own. So my tongue went deeper every time that she moaned. She came up from the aquafina flow that I drowned in. Put the condom on and went deeper than allowed. When I grab me a waist, baby, don't stop. Take control of the sex and when you won't stop. Slow motion just enough to make the band rock. And when you throw it at me, I just knock it out the ballpark. Turn you over and switch in a new position. From the bed to the kitchen, G-spot is my mission. I'm putting pressure on them legs wide open. Baby girl, take a sip for this love potion. At the start of verse 2, I'm on round 3. She came 4 times, got that pussy in a mild sleep. As I lay next to him, thinking, damn, man. Clothes on the floor, underwear on the lampstand. Crazy wild sex, beat it up like a Van Dam. Say I got a stronger bat than that nigga, Bam Bam. We just making up for the time we ain't seen each other. When we away, she send a text saying she feeding rubbers. I'm talking magnums, put it on and it's platinum. It's funny how we're opposites attract like a magnet. You got me feeding her, thinking I needed patches on me. Is it weird that I want your nail scratches on me? Thinking the deep strokes when your head is resting on me, breathing so hard that you couldn't give a testimony. I just wanna make you feel good, real spit. Girl, I promise no bullshit. Boss. When I'm grabbing your waist, baby, don't stop. Take control of the sex and when you won't stop. Slow motion just enough to make the band rock. And when you throw it at me, I just knock it out the ballpark. Turn you over and switch in a new position. From the bed to the kitchen, G-spot is my mission. I'm putting pressure on them legs wide open. Baby girl, take a for this love potion.
I'm a virgin. 10:05 here in Tampa, Florida. It's 4:05 in the AM out in Paris. 917-889-3926 is the number. Hit us up inside Hump Day Wednesday. The topic tonight, should prostitution be legal? When you say free, you should be free to make, you know, grown people's choices, decisions. I believe as long as you're not hurting someone else, negatively impacting someone else, you know, you're free to do whatever it is that you are old enough to do. But it should get interesting tonight. All the way live from Newark, Delaware. Give it up for Toya. Welcome to the show.
Hey, now, good evening. How are you guys doing?
What up, what up, what up? All the way live from Chesapeake. Hey, Domare, welcome to the show.
All right. Bony Nachos, good evening, world.
Bony Nachos, Tostitos, and all that. All the way live from Charlotte. Give it up for CeeLo. Welcome to the show. What up?
Good evening in the morning time, people. How do you do?
Hey, you know,
yeah.
I let's jump right to it. I'm sure, you know, folks have brave tales of something that may not be exactly prostitution, but close to it, because there's some freaks out there. There's some freaks on this show, so I know it. Is anybody want to just admit to, you know, any form of prostitution in your life? Have you done it? Tell the truth.
Hell no.
All women prostitute.
Whatever.
Yeah, let's keep it real.
All women. I don't care whether you do it all night and like a good girl by getting a boyfriend and making him pay for stuff, or you go out here and you walk the track. It'll make no difference. We all do it.
Right.
We just cover it up. Call it a relationship. It don't make no difference.
I know that's right. It's a legal transaction from there on. Yeah.
Wow.
That's why they came up with marriage, to make it legal. To pick the one you like to hump.
Yo, do we really feel that way? Oh, I mean, because that makes sense to me. That
the reality of it is.
I mean, I don't think we. I don't say I look at it like that. I think I was just really being facetious when I said that. But I guess the truth of the matter is, I mean, the words have such a negative connotation to it, but in all actuality, what is prostitution? Paying for sex, right?
That's what it is.
Okay, whether it's legal or illegal, the prostitution is getting paid for sex. Now, how you get paid, I guess it really doesn't matter, be it monetary, be it a car, I mean, be it home, what? Be it
what?
Our nails done,
do you, let me ask this. Let me ask this direct question. Do you feel prostitution should be legalized?
I feel if it's not hurting anybody, and doesn't cause a negative impact on the community, I don't have a problem with it.
So is that a yes or no?
Well, if they can do it, yeah, I guess, yes. I don't think it's going to harm anybody, and depending on the type of community or how you go about running the prostitution ring or however you want to conduct your business, it may not have a negative impact on the community. It might bring money to the community, so hey, why not?
I'm
not getting the presidential election, am I? Oh, no.
Interesting. CeeLo. Halo.
Yes, sir.
Should prostitution be legalized?
Yes, I think it should be legalized because they need to be focusing on other things like domestic violence, child abuse, and, you know, I mean, that. Because the thing is this, the reason why I say that is because of prostitution has been around forever. I mean, that's how they use to entertain the men who went out to war. That's how a lot of towns even came to be, with the gathering of the most. It had nothing to do with attraction. The women weren't even attractive back then, from what I see. You know what I'm saying? Like, it had nothing to do with attraction. It had to do with, you know, making men feel better about fighting, or making, you know what I'm saying, giving them some sort of enjoyment. And the thing is that with prostitution, they're not just paying for sex. They're paying for their fantasy. They're paying for what they cannot get without having to pay for it.
How do you know what they're doing? Have you been a prostitute?
No, but I'm damn near 35 years old, and I've experienced a lot of things and seen a lot of things. So, I mean,
so you've been close to prostitution.
But like Didi said, you know how like they add other titles to make things look pretty, like dating. They give it a title for dating. So, because where did men get that? Where did men get that? If you take a woman out to the movies, which was something that was created by people, if you take them out to the movies and a dinner, then that automatically guarantees you a something, a base two or base three, you know? Where did they come up with the bases? Where they're comparing it to sports? Because that's a men thing. It was formed for entertainment for men. They used to have the bars, used to have the women just sitting there waiting for you. You get a drink and you pick out your girl. You know what I'm saying? So it's something that's been around for years. And
are you trying to tell me that women have gotten no enjoyment out of it? Women do not get any enjoyment out of the service they provide? Are you
probably not, because they're getting paid to be treated like crap.
Nah.
Some of them, but then you have those high. See, that's where you get the higher end prostitutes, and then you have the ones who, you know, will do it for $5 or $10. But then you have the ones that say $500 because I'm gonna be clean.
Hey,
I have a pretty club.
You know a lot
about
prostitution.
Hey, look.
I'm
trying to
hit
profitable.
You have to be a prostitute.
I ain't never did it myself.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live, live, live. Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio
make you come, the money make you leave. But what I really mean is out the club with me and I'm here every day, love, not just on the weekend. I can turn the stage to the deep end, trust. VA's own, Pac-Man Jones, a green river of money. We could sell home, but we ain't gotta go, no. We ain't gotta roam in a champagne room with no G-string on. I can be your sugar daddy, I can be your lollipop. If you keep riding me like that, I'ma get that rock, no. I'ma get you car, yeah. I'ma get you spot. If you dancing for your tuition, then I can help you stop. No, you ain't gotta beg, you get whatever you need. Girl, as long as you happy, then it feels better for me. Got ahead of myself, may I change up the speed? We can take the scenic till we get to that G spot.
House, can't you? I mean, it depends on.
Yeah, it's like 11 counties. 11
right.
counties in Las Vegas, or really in the Nevada area, that prostitution is legal.
I mean, I think that there should be some rules that apply, you know, to it, of course. You know, you can't just have people freaking off anywhere, but yeah, why not?
Well,
yeah. It's not hurting anybody.
I mean, the reality is, proponents of legalizing prostitution believe it would reduce crime, improve public health, increase tax revenue, help people out of poverty, get prostitutes off the street, and allow, you know, consenting adults to make their own choices for the most part. You know, they
mm-hmm.
contend that prostitution is a victimless crime, especially,
yeah.
again, in the 11 Nevada counties where it's currently legal.
Well, and then you know, and children should not be involved. You know what I'm saying? It should be the same thing. It's like one of those, like that's when I have a problem with it, you know, is when people are bringing children into it and prostituting children. No, that should not be legal. You know what
right,
I'm
well,
saying?
What's the,
like,
what's the guy's name right now that just got busted out in Utah?
They did a sweep across, like, they did a sweep. Like, was it like last week? No, I was telling you, no, this week, matter of fact, I was telling you guys where they had, like, arrested a nice amount. It was, like, what, over 1,000 people or whatever had been arrested in a prostitution
ring. No, I'm talking
ring.
About the guy who was recently brought up on the polygamy charges, had, like, a 12-year-old wife.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have to
yeah,
share on that one.
I can't. Yeah, I'll bring the specifics back on that one. If you're just tuning into the program, it's Hump Day Wednesday, July 27th. Tonight we are talking about just the term freedom, and the limitations that come along with freedom. The question specifically: should prostitution be legalized? CeeLo said that, you know, as long as kids aren't involved. I think Dee Dee said, or somebody said that, or no, Toya just said there should be some rules. I think that's where the limitations come in. But on the flip side of that, I think adults should be able to make decisions that they want to make, and they should just be held accountable for those decisions.
Right. Because you're accountable for everything else. Why can you not be accountable for, you know, whether you want to, how you want to use, choose to make your money, really, or survive? Because some women do it out of survival. Some do it out of, they like it. You know, you do have some that like it because, you know, it's like, not, what thought do you have to put into it, really, besides mentally putting yourself in that place, I guess, or already being there? And the ones who have made a career of it, you know, call girls and so forth, I mean, the thing is that some of them, that's their way. That's all they see. Well, that may be all they know.
Are you sure you haven't ran a brothel?
I thought about one. I did run to think about it. Because I'm like, well, you know, because you have people who choose to do it. And really the people who protect them, you know, they get money because they're protecting them. And they make sure that they go to the doctor and so forth. I mean, I know people who have, you know, friends with whomever, you know, people's choices in life really don't affect me. You know what I'm saying? As long as they're not trying to involve me, I'm good.
Well, I mean, it's just like you got proponents, you know, of those, you know, who are in favor of it. You have, you know, those who are definitely in opposition.
Yes.
And the opponents believe that legalizing prostitution would lead to increase in sexually transmitted diseases such as AIDS, you know. And then you talked about kids being involved with prostitution, but global human trafficking is real. And, you know, the violations of crimes, including rape and homicide, you know, these are potential risks, you know, of prostitution, you know, becoming legalized. You know, they also contend that prostitution is, you know, inherently immoral, you know, and commercially, you know, it's, you know, come on. We know for a fact we just are straight exploiting people, you know, and it empowers, I think, the criminal underworld and promotes the repression, you know, of women, you know, by men and sometimes vice versa, by, you know, women upon men.
Right.
Goes both ways. So I think, again, rules and regulations should apply. But as long as folks aren't being endangered, you know, you should be free to do whatever it is you want to do. That's why we live in America. You are in tune to TM Hama Radio Live. Coming up, health and wellness, live out of Chesapeake, VA, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Taking you higher, TM Hama Radio Live.
Once again, I'm back with my swag on swole. I'm all about my money, baby girl, you should know. When I say you take a shot, I bring your head to your toes. The minute down, people just say I'm on the road. Yeah, I got jet flow, I ain't playing for this. My girl, you think like I'm the poor man, the king. I choose my hands while they do some rambling. Open your body to feel what you're working with. I'm like, yeah, bet you want to be now. Come and roll with me, introduce you to Cloud. Take your ass to sleep with your prettiest smile. Think Mrs. LMT is the best of the crown. Let me take you from your man for a while.
long legged fox. So graciously, pull on me, I take it to the tippy top. Pull on me and let's blow this joint. Like,
girl, let me come and take you to a place where.
Here on the East Coast. Thanks for tuning in this Hump Day Wednesday, where we're talking about prostitution and whether it should be legal. General consensus here on the show is that it should be. Why not? People are selling that ass for cash all day long, whether it's formally or informally. They're still doing it. Let's go to the phone line, see what our callers have to say. The listeners, area code 757, last 4-5-3-5-6, and I believe that may be sincere on the line.
I was wondering where he was at.
What it do? What it do?
Oh, sincere, what's going on, stranger?
What's cracking, yeah. Homie?
Gotta make money, gotta make money.
Yes, sir.
And that's why I agree with y'all and say it should be legalized. I mean, I'm sure that comes as no surprise to everybody. The man who loves triple things. Prostitution should be legalized. I mean, it's not a bad thing to me. I just think that legalizing a lot of society's ills will take away the ills, because when something is illegal, there comes the crime, because people do things to hide whatever they're doing illegal, and it causes them to do further illegal things to hide what they're doing illegal in the first place. So if you legalize prostitution, legalize drugs, it takes the demonizing factor away from it. And you spend less tax dollars on law enforcement trying to enforce those laws that shouldn't be in the first place.
Interesting. I mean, I believe there are pros and cons, you know. And I think, you know, some of the proponents are making great points, and I think even some of the opposition is making good points, because it's something as serious as prostitution, I think in a society that's already, you know, that has already pretty much run amok, you know, it's a very interesting concept. Stand by for us, Sincere. Let's go to area code 770, last four digits 4948. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
This is Jay Styles. I'm actually in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte, my man Jay Styles. Up and coming hip hop artist, entrepreneur, hanging out with us tonight. Special guest, hey, Jay Styles. Thanks for rocking with us, man. Should prostitution be legalized? What's your thoughts on that?
I don't think it should be legalized. I don't think they should be judged, though. What a man does with their lives is their own. Like the Bible says, actually, you know, he who has no sin cast the first stone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it should be legalized. I really don't. I think we would have a lot more diseases spread it. We would have a lot of kids leaving homes, of course, a lot of mothers scattered out and just leaving their kids or the kids leaving them, or just a lot of broken homes, I think, would really. I think it'd be a lot of women sneaking out on their husband just to make the extra dollar or whatever. So, no, I don't think so.
Right. Should prostitution be legal is the topic tonight. That was our special guest tonight, Jay Styles. We got new music from Jay Styles. We're going to talk to him about what he's doing, what he's up to, and how we can support his music tonight. Hey, weigh in. People are listening. Thanks for tuning in wherever you are. It's 10:31 here in Tampa. It's 10:32 now in Connecticut. 917-889-3926. This is LD Like That. Up next, health and wellness, live out of Chesapeake. And we'll be right back with my man, Jay Styles.
You know what it is.
I just want to bring it. I just want to know
if you feel
good, bring it.
Special guest, R&B artist, J Styles. Coming up at 917-889-3926, all the way live from Chesapeake with Health and Wellness. Give it up. The DJ.
Good evening, world. Thank you for joining me for tonight's health and wellness segment, brought to you by Massages for Life. And tonight, I just wanted to bring you some safety tips on how to keep safe when vacationing at the beach. Last week, I brought you some tips on how to keep safe your personal items or your property and your person while just vacationing, period. But I wanted to be a little bit more specific and give you some tips on how to be safe while vacationing at the beach and how to keep your children safe. So I have 9 basic rules to help keep you and your family safe while you're at the beach. You want to always swim the beach or swim at the beach while there are lifeguards and while the beach is being patrolled. That's just like common sense to me. A lifesaver may be any type of professional or volunteer. They may not have on the red shorts or be sitting in the lifeguard chair. However, you just want to make sure that there's some type of volunteer or lifesaver there just in case something goes wrong while you and your family are there. You want to always swim. If you ever paid attention at the beach, there are flags up to let you know what point not to go beyond, not to swim past. Please pay attention to these flags. Or if they're not flags, they may be some other type of color indicator. Please pay close attention to that indicator so that you know there's a reason they're telling you not to go or not to swim past this certain point or not to go past a certain point. So please make sure you take heed to that information. Always read and obey all beach signs. I know some of us think that the beach signs, especially down in Virginia Beach, that says the no cussing rule. Some of us think those rules are crazy or we just shouldn't abide by them, but know that they became a rule because somebody broke them, and it got out of hand. So there's a reason why they're on that list. So definitely pay attention. Read them to your children if they cannot read. And even if they can't read, just go over the rules with them so that they will be aware. Never swim under the influence of alcohol and drugs. Okay, that's kind of like common sense, too. However, we do see a lot of people swimming in the water under the influence of alcohol or drugs, thinking that they're going to be okay. I'm a good swimmer, or I got my friends around. Everything will be okay. And I can't tell you how many times I see on local news channel at 11 o'clock news, someone has drowned because they're out there swimming at night, or they're swimming because they've been under the influence of drugs or alcohol, and they weren't paying attention to what they were doing. So definitely don't do that. Never jump or dive into the water, especially on a beach, because you never know how deep the sand may go out. In certain areas of the beach, you can walk all the way out, you know, maybe a whole football field. But if you go to your left or to your right, the sand may go down some, but you just never know. So never just jump out there or try to dive into the beach water. Definitely walk, feel your way around first. Again, never swim at night. That's kind of a common sense rule as well. Hello, there's no lifeguards around. Nobody's out there watching you. If something is to happen, it's kind of hard to see your way back to shore or for your friends or someone out there, you know, to save you. Again, I can't tell you how many times I hear about stories of people on the beach at night and swimming and something happened, something went wrong, the riptide came and got them, or they thought they was a strong swimmer and something just happened. And you know, so again, some of these common sense rules, I know, again, it seems so common sense, but they're so easily broken, and I hear about so many tragedies because we don't listen to these rules. Again, always wear sunscreen. A rule of thumb is every 2 hours you want to apply sunscreen. When you get into your SPF 70s, SPF 80s, know this. If you have a sunscreen about between SPF 35 and SPF 50 applied every 2 hours, it's just as good as having SPF 75 or 80. Because the higher you get in those numbers, it really doesn't do what you think it's doing, and you only put it on once a day, you're still going to get burned. Rule of thumb, anything between 35 or 50, apply it every 2 hours if you're going to be out there at the beach all day long, every 2 hours, that'll help cut down on any sunburn. And raise your arms or arm if you're in trouble. If anything goes wrong, raise your arm. If you can't catch your breath, raise your arm. If you can't catch your breath, scream if you can. Do something to grab someone's attention so the help can come to you as soon as possible. You don't want to try and wait. Don't think you can save yourself. But always remember, try your best to do not panic, because what you want is to get help to come to you. You can't get help and panic at the same time. So keeping yourself and your family and others safe at the beach is definitely, definitely important and will guarantee you a great and wonderful and safe vacation. Thank you for joining me tonight. I look forward to speaking to the world next Wednesday.
Need energy? Can't sleep? Yo, you have discomfort? Yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills, because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global. It is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Ciora.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
WHAC, TM Hama Radio Live. Hey, thanks for rocking with us, everybody. Inside Hump Day Wednesday, all the way live from Charlotte. Give it up for CeeLo, who's
good.
Good
afternoon, everyone. Everybody.
What's
I know again, right? Yes, but look, so we're talking about if prostitution should be legal. We got my man, 50 Grand, Jay Styles, on the line hanging out with us tonight, which I've been trying to get you up here, but he's always so busy. So I don't want to, I want you to comment a little further on the subject, but after you comment on the subject, I want you to tell the world who you are, what you're doing, and why I love your music.
Well, my name is Jay Styles, to the world out there. Of course, the youngest member of Blackstreet, currently still doing some spot shows, spot dates with Blackstreet and some overseas shows with them. Right now, currently, I'm a solo artist, pop, R&B, the next face of the music industry. Of course, one of my mentors, Teddy Riley, taught me everything I know about the production, the producing side. So I'm a producer, songwriter, singer, engineer, vocal trainer. I dance also. I have my dancers. I have 7 writers under me. I have a single coming out called Breathe Again. The name of my album, entitled Love Tattoo, my first solo album. Folks out there, you can Twitter me at J_StylesMusic. Facebook page is J Styles, one word, J-S-T-Y-L-Z, then there's a space, power plug. Holler at me, get at me. So, yeah, what up, CeeLo? I'm finally here. What's up with you?
Well, as you see, we're on a radio station, baby. We got a radio station so that we can, you know, give people a platform that you wouldn't otherwise get anywhere else. And, you know, I don't like whack music, so, yeah, I'm not going to do that. So let me get you to speak on the topic again, because I know you were saying you're not really for it, about legalizing it, but Dee Dee made a point earlier, you weren't online, but that women do it all the time, that even by being married, you know, women pretty much you know, have that role of prostitution. So, like, on that side of it, how do you feel about, you know, prostitution being legal? Do you think women already?
Of course, in any marriage, I believe, you know, that there should be, everything should be agreed upon both parties. In a relationship, actually in a household and marriage, it's no longer you living by yourself or living for yourself. It becomes okay if he's okay with it, or if it's the guy, is she okay with it? So, I mean, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. Because I'm not in any place to judge. I'm not God, so I don't judge any man. I just believe it shouldn't be legalized because of the problems that it could occur. I'm not saying, professional, what the porno profession is right, but I can imagine it could cause problems from just, you know what I'm saying, the sex itself. You know, sex is a sacred thing. God created it for one reason. And we all know what that reason, you know, to produce and multiply. But I believe that's where we went wrong in this world, period.
Right.
The sex, you know, of course, it shouldn't be called sex. It should be called making love. But this is the time that we live in. And I just think it could cause more problems if it's legalized.
Yep.
You know, just look at,
and that's what opponents are actually saying. It would increase, you know, sexually transmitted diseases, which is a problem. You know, increase, you know, global human trafficking, which is a problem. You know, increase, you know, just violent crimes, including rape and homicide. Not to mention, it's just inherently immoral. I mean, we don't want to judge anyone, but, you know, the reality is, you know, just by nature, it's just not something that you would do out in the town, you know, in a town square.
Right.
And if you can't do it openly, then something's probably wrong with it.
Wow, but
see,
that's
the thing
right,
is this,
that's
though.
Powerful right there.
Yeah, and
not
but
right
see,
there.
The thing is this, too, though. Look at when they made alcohol legal. People didn't stop killing each other over it. You know what I'm saying? People didn't stop. People still used alcohol and still use it to this day, kill themselves, kill other people, and it's still legal. You know what I'm saying? And like what Dee Dee was saying, like, you know, there should be some provisions on it. I mean, well, Toya and Dee Dee, I think, said that. There should be some provisions on it. You know, like, okay, if you're going to do it, fine, get tested. You know, I think the porno stars, I think they have to get tested. They get tested before...
So not to interrupt, CeeLo, but that means if the person, the professional who's prostituting gets tested, now how do they know the person that they're laying with or the customer is tested?
Right.
Do they provide papers?
But you know what? We have to ask the people at the Bunny Ranch or the people who already have legal businesses. How do they get around that? Because I would imagine
people at the Bunny Ranch
customers. I wanted to go visit the Bunny Ranch. I'm not gonna lie, I did.
Oh gosh.
Hey. Yeah, I was. I thought about it.
You are in tune to TM Hammer Radio Live. The topic tonight: should prostitution be legal? We got Sincere. Live from Vibe Beach tonight, Virginia. My man Jay Styles, R&B sensation. Hey, we got a new joint from him. But first, let's go to the lines. Area code 252, last four digits 2022. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Yo, it's Fur. I'm calling out of Chesapeake, Virginia, right about now. But yeah, this is live conversation y'all having right now. That's a very interesting topic as far as, I mean, charging for sex. I mean,
should
that almost seems like a
or not.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it should be legal. It's a natural decision. You save yourself anyway in so many different ways. Why not physically?
Might as well get paid for it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you put your physical labor on the line for somebody else's benefit on most jobs, you know, most corporations or whatever, you know, unless you're your own person. You know, you put yourself on the line in so many different ways. I mean, there is a way to profit, you know. Like, I guess I don't know what man said as far as, you know, should be making love and I guess people should be married and all that type of thing. But really, I mean, realistically, that's not what's happening.
This is Jason. I got a question for you. Would you let your daughter do
right.
that when she turns 18? If she came in, she said,
I mean, when you say let my daughter, that implies that she doesn't have free will. Is that what
okay.
I would teach my daughter? No, that's not what I would teach my daughter, but absolutely, that's what we're talking about here in the first place is a choice, an intellectual
right.
choice that's to be made by every individual. And it should be if a person wants to make a choice, such as anything. If I want to smoke a joint, if a situation comes and I need to make a decision for one to have an abortion or anything, it should be a choice. You know, it doesn't
right.
mean because I have the choice that that's going to be the choice that I make, but I should be able to have that option.
Okay. I agree with that. Now, I agree with a choice. But to legalize,
yeah.
I think that word, it. Now it's like, oh, I'm free to do wrong.
You
like
just
people look at it
free
like
in the first place. That's what free will means.
I get that. But I guess the rule is when you set a rule and then now you change it. Now it's like, okay, if the rule was set, that means it was wrong or there was some guidelines that we can't cross. Now why are we able to cross that boundary? Does it become wide? Does things change? The whole situation, now the disease is already spread incredibly now. So now, let that go. Does it become a form of a genocide now? Okay, let's let them kill each other anyways. Like, boom, whatever, sex, drugs, freaking AIDS.
Man,
like it's crazy out there.
But
like,
I mean, okay, I mean right now, I guess just because it goes on in a more discreet manner. Or because you're paying, you know, electric bill instead of just leaving money on the dresser or whatever. I mean, it's all relatively the same. People get what they want, you know.
Right.
You know, I mean, I've had some older people tell me things such as, you know, they would rather if they, you know, could do it that way or could have done it that way, they'd have kept things, you know, sex and things like that in a business-type mode with the rest of their business, and they probably would have more to show for them. You know, I've heard a lot of different opinions on, you know, how people would do it if they could. I mean, but it all comes down, like you said, a moral decision. And just because someone has the choice, all that means is there needs to be a level of education to go along with,
right,
you know, any of
that.
These new choices that we have. If marijuana became legal, there should be a new level of education going into school curriculums about marijuana. You know, there should be a new level.
Even with education and every rule, there's always someone he usually goes against and breaks. Like
there's always going to be an exception. There's always an anomaly. There's going to be things that are out of your control, and that's what we pray to God for. Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's my dude Ferb with a solid perspective tonight coming live out of Chesapeake, Virginia. Hey, we got Jay Styles hanging out with us. The youngest member of Jay Black. The youngest member of Black Street, Jay Styles. This joint right here is Stalker. We've been playing it. Plus, we got the new joint called Breathe Again. Jay Styles, Stalker, TM Hama Radio Live. And we'll be right back with more.
I should have never gave the dog a bone. Now I'm sure he keeps blowing up my phone. The chick won't leave me alone. Shorty, she's a stalker. Popping up at the crib, running out, doing everything just to be around me. She's a stalker. Shorty, she's a stalker.
I guess the world's good, huh? Go figure, that's why they call me Woods. She a go-getter, sleeping in the woods, sneaking through the hood, no quitter. Shorty follow me like Twitter. Never seen a sister so obsessed, and I'm so stressed. Yes, I guess I got her sprung out, the way I stick my tongue out. That's why Shorty dumb out. She dumb out. I see somebody peeping through my window. While I'm sleeping, she creeping to get my info. I never really knew what I hours in full. I should've never knocked her down like Kimbo. Like the way I lay it down, she a nympho. She know more about me than all my kinfo. Said I'm the only one she care about. Wanna know my whereabouts, so I can wear it out.
I should've never gave the dog a bone. Now I'm sure he keeps pulling up my phone.
She's like a private investigator, with my privacy, she keeps surprising me. Hey, day when I hop up in the driver's seat, like MJ, always feel like somebody's watching me. Hiding in the bush with binoculars, is it cause I'm popular? Why she keep popping up? Like a paparazzi, just can't get enough. In the hot seat, ain't no stopping her. Now she camping out outside the telly. Sex after sex, blowing up my belly. What happens next, can somebody tell me? I see it's getting hot in her like Nelly. Really, Jelly and me being a true jock. Open her jukebox, now she on the rooftop. Who stops? Said I'm the one you care about. Wanna know my whereabouts, so I can wear it out.
I should've never gave the dog a bone. Now I'm sure he keeps blowing up my phone. But she won't leave me alone. Shorty, she's a stalker. She's a stalker. Got the crib on the down. Doing everything just to be around.
The crib, never told her where you live. That's for sure he is. Then she leaving tons of messages just to get the biz. Just for sure he is. Now she's sending gifts to your dog, which I really ain't involved. Tell her to get lost. Then she popping up by the crib, never told her where you live. That's for sure he is. Then she leaving tons of messages just to get the biz. Now she's sending gifts to your job, which I really ain't involved. Tell her to get lost.
Hyman Radio Live. We got Jay Styles with Stalker. I really dig that song. Tonight we are discussing should prostitution be legal. And the majority of the consensus agree that it should, and Jay Styles says that it shouldn't, and I kind of agree. Well, I understand his point of view, his perspective, and it's good that we have that different perspective on the show. But again, my thing was, as long as this not hurting anybody, bringing any harm to anybody, and helping and that impacting the community in a negative way, I guess it's all about how you do it, you know, so it wouldn't cause negative impact. I think it should be legal. But of course, you know, I mean, I guess like people said, you kind of can't compare it to alcohol, you know, the prohibition and all that. It's like, you know, it's kind of like the same thing in my mind. But, you know, why isn't prostitution legal by now? It's been going on since the dawn of time.
But Jay Styles, as he asked Ferb, would he want his daughter to do it, right? So I'll ask you the same question. Would you want Deja to willingly, knowingly be able to just prostitute just because the law says so?
No, what I want and what she does is two different things. I'm right. Going to do my best. I'm responsible as her parent to make sure she knows right from wrong, what's going to benefit her, to allow her to be able to process information to make good decisions. No, I don't want her to choose. Let me go back and say this. Let me sidebar by saying this. I put myself out there. When I was in college, it came down to a situation I had to make a tough decision. Financial decisions. And I went to the strip club to audition to strip. Now, I wasn't stripping because I wanted to be a stripper, because I dreamed about dancing on the pole. I had a financial obligation, and I felt like my back was against the wall.
and that's what I needed to do to get some fast cash in order to take care of my situation. Needless to say, I didn't go down that road. Now, would my mom have wanted me to strip? Of course not. Did she raise me to be a stripper? Of course not. Would I want Daisha to prostitute because it's legal? No. But the fact that her choice is out there, it's an option, you know what I'm saying? She can, if you know, hopefully I've raised her that she'll say, you know what, this isn't for me. This isn't something I want to do. So I'm going to let, you know, say that to somebody else. I'm not going to take that role. But at the end of the day, if she feels like this is what she has to do in order to get out of whatever struggle she's going through or whatever the case may be, I'm not one to judge her. That's not my cross to bear. She has to talk to God about that. So.
Right. Right. No, I get you. It's 8:01 out there on the West Coast. It's 11:01 here in the East. The topic tonight, should prostitution be legal? Special guest, Blackstreet's Jay Styles. Oh, you just heard Stalker coming up. Breathe Again. Jay, you didn't know you was walking into this conversation tonight, did you, bro?
I sure did.
Interesting one. Sincere, I ask you the same thing because you said that prostitution should be legal. Would you be okay with your daughter prostituting just because the law would give her the right to do it? That's for you, Sincere, out in Virginia Beach. Not sure if Sincere's still with us. Ferb, you were pretty you were pretty passionate about your perspective tonight.
I mean, because I disagree with a few things that are illegal in general. It's just stupid old laws that haven't been corrected yet, you know, haven't been properly addressed. It's like, you know, people have what we call free will in the first place. And just because something is illegal doesn't mean that they're not going to do it. It only says to penalize people for making a choice and to go ahead and, you know, ostracize them unnecessarily. You know, what we really need to do is focus in on more opportunities of individuals and things that are more equal and just. You know, that's probably one of the reasons why our economy even struggles is because of so many things that are illegal at this point. They could be counted on the books. It could be legal money.
That can help us out.
So that's a whole, entirely, you know, we don't have to be under this much strain. I mean, I'm out here in Chesapeake, Virginia, looking around right now about this useful land. No,
your phone breaking up, bro. Your phone breaking up.
Yes.
Hey, we'll be right back with you, Ferb. Let you get into a better spot. Jay Styles, back to you, my dude. How long have you been with Blackstreet?
I was back, I think, got the call with them early 05.
Yeah, it was 05.
Yeah, 05. And, of course, I'm still CeeLo, she remembers.
Yeah.
Until like what? Still now, actually, my last show with them recently was about a month ago in Ontario, California. And like I said, just now going hard on my solo career. Just signed an agreement with Diversity Motors, a NASCAR company teamed up with the National Board of Education. And I just did their theme song for their campaign called Racing for Education. It's a hot Disney type record. I produced myself. I wrote myself, and of course engineered, mixed down, whatever, and performed it myself. Me and my dancers are still coming up with the choreography for that. But we did a press conference and all that. So you know, like I said, with the Blackstreet, since from 05 to still, you know, doing some spot dates now, but going real hard on my solo career.
That's what's good, man. You sound very grounded. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
27.
At 27 years old, again, you sound very grounded. You consider yourself spiritual or religious?
Spiritual. The King James Version says religion is can keep you out of the kingdom of heaven. And in the dictionary, the Webster Dictionary says religion is a way of living. So it's just a, like religiously we brush our teeth.
So, like, I'm not, I'd say I'm more of a spiritual person than just religion.
That's what's good. Jay Styles, go ahead and introduce this new joint, man. How did it come about? What does it mean to you? And let's go right into it.
Well, I produced the record months ago. Actually, it was supposed to have been for this artist. I don't even know her name, but it was for a friend of mine who had an artist she was working with in Australia, in London. And I wound up making the track and decided I wouldn't give it to her, so I said I was going to keep it. So I sent it to one of my writers, DeVars Alexander and Bonita Davis, and we sat down and we rocked it out. I sung the melody on the record, just went in the booth, just did some hum, just hummed on it or whatever, and they helped me write it, and it came out crazy. The crazy thing about it, if you listen to the drums, we actually have a remix. My favorite rapper way back in the day, I wasn't allowed to listen to R&B or rap or whatever, or hip-hop or whatever. The first artist that really woke me up was actually Busta Rhymes. Well, when you hear the drums in it, it has that "put your hands where my eyes can see." So the remix actually has the same track on the record. So, of course, we're looking for Busta to get on the record, too. So play the record. Right. I love it. I love it.
That's what's good. It's 11:06. This is Breathe Again, Jay Styles, TM Hyman Radio Live.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Okay.
WHAC TM Hammond Radio Live. Sorry, CeeLo, if you were talking. We couldn't hear you.
That was hot, Jay. I like that.
Ah, yeah. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the album. I know I'm gonna hear more like when the album's gonna be.
Listen, I got a record coming out that we're gonna actually leak. At the same time as the Breathe Again single will be on my birthday, August 7th. I have a record, a dance like pop record that my choir, my dance has already put together for a record called Origami Body.
Mm.
And it's in, yes. Just like origami, I can fold it up. Beat it up, but beat it up, just like origami. Unbelievable how she's so flexible. Origami, body. It's crazy. It's one of them. It's one of them records. Straight up club record.
Yeah, you got to bring all that hotness back here, dude. We've been playing Stalker. I like that Breathe Again, dude. So much success to you.
But I'm actually with my man. Actually, the dude who's rapping on it, it's his record, actually, Mr. Woods. It's featuring Jay Styles, of course. But
yeah, that's
what's
good.
My boy, Mr.
Woods.
Yeah,
big up, Mr. Woods.
Yeah, no doubt. Say what up, Woods.
Going on.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mr. Woods.
Big up, homie.
Yeah. He gave me the phone back, my man. He's actually in a meeting.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, you can come back anytime. Feel free, you know, send us over whatever, link whatever right here. We'll keep it spinning for you.
Definitely, man. I appreciate the love.
No problem. We got Coop on the line out of D.C., and I want to see what you have to say about the topic tonight. Do you have any questions or anything for our guests, first and foremost? But secondly, what do you think about the topic? Let it rip.
Should prostitution be legal, Coop?
Yeah, I say it should be legal. As long as the person's not being forced into it, you know, I don't, like when women get their mind manipulated by pimps and everything and they're not getting anything out of it, that's totally different. But it should be totally legal if it was like something like a bunny ranch or whatever. Now, as far as my daughter was doing it.
What the hell is the bunny ranch? I'm like ignorant to the bunny ranch.
Are you
HBO?
You've never heard of the Bunny Ranch before?
That's what Toya even knows that the Bunny Ranch is.
Grandma
the
news.
Yeah, the Bunny Ranch is in, it's in Nevada. It's not in Las Vegas. It's in one of the counties. Because inside Las Vegas, prostitution isn't legal. It's one of the counties outside.
Right.
But
right.
The girls there make like, I think on the low end, they make like $200,000 a year.
Hmm.
The low end. Hear that?
Yeah, the low end. But, hey, now as far as if it was my daughter, nah, I wouldn't want my daughter doing it. But, hey, each his own.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
Right, get you. CeeLo, you thought about going in service on the Bunny Ranch?
At the Bunny Ranch? Yeah. I mean, it just looks, I'm telling you, it doesn't even, they don't, it's like they take away the grossness of it or something. I don't know. This If it's only like what they show, then, yeah, I thought about it. But, yeah, that was 10 years ago. I couldn't do none of that right now. Like,
hey, they said Hottie Fleiss was supposed to be opening one. I was going to go turn out and try with hers, you know.
Come
on there. We'll be right back. Inside Hump Day Wednesday. Hey, I love this show.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Hyman Radio Live, and that was
the Craig Lewis Band.
Craig Lewis Band.
Real life.
Real life, yes.
Shouts out to Jay Styles from Blackstreet, all the way live from Charlotte with entertainment and national news. Give it up for our beloved CeeLo.
Good afternoon, in the morning time, people. It is July 27, 2011, your entertainment and national news. Okay, so let's start with our national news. China is boosting naval power with a carrier program. Now, China is building two aircraft carriers as part of their military modernization program. And the thing is that it's causing concern amongst the Asian countries. And why? It's because of the ties between the Communist Party and the military. So they're pretty much they're working hand in hand to, you know, see this China carrier program through. Now, this is the first confirmation of this program, of the carrier program. And it is pretty much showing that China is getting their military game up. And the U.S., just, you know, acknowledged it today. So it's like it's a good thing for the Asian countries, but then at the same time it's kind of scary, you know, like military-wise, because it's like, you know, you don't want they're not our enemies, but, you know, so you don't want other countries to have more than you have for defense or offense. So that's the reason why it's such a touchy
subject for Americans and for, you know, the Asian countries. Now on to this is our nation's news. A 11-year-old girl named Selena Cass. She disappeared from a small town in New Hampshire, and it's like kind of on the border of Canada and New Hampshire. And she disappeared Monday evening from her home. Now they said that she was last seen at 9 p.m. on her computer, and that, you know, there was no Amber Alert issue because there were no signs of a struggle or that the child had left on her own. And her friends and family are saying that, you know, that's just not like her. That, you know, she wouldn't just leave on her own, and, you know. But I don't know. And her best friend says that, you know, it's not that she loves her mom and likes her stepdad. But, you know, as we've seen here lately, people are just killing their kids for whatever reason. Hopefully that is not the thing that's going on here. In entertainment news, Miami rapper Trina, she'll be in South Philly this weekend for the 4th annual Unity in the Community Block Party. And the Unity in Community Block Party is pretty much trying to cease and desist the violence that has been increasing. And so you're going to have a lot of, you know, big names involved in that. And, of course, probably Sunday I'll know exactly who performed and, you know, how that went down, and hopefully they have a nice turnout for it. I don't know if you guys checked out Toya's Family Affair, but that was a beautiful, beautiful wedding, people. If you missed it, you have to go on BET and watch. That you can go online and watch the episode. I'm telling you, it was so dope. I really liked Toya. And what's her name, Teeny Tiny, whatever. She showed up. She was a matron of honor. So that was really cool. I'm really happy for Toya. Last but not least, don't forget about the MTV Awards coming out at the end of the month, the Video Awards coming out. And VH1 has been running a 100 Best Artists Ever. It is a must-see. And that's all I have for you guys for entertainment news for July 27th. Thank you. Whatever you do, do it well. And thanks, Jay Styles, for stopping through, looking for some more music from your homeboy. Yeah.
No doubt. Empowering straight talk. Special guests, interviews, music, entertainment news. You can check us out right here every Sunday, 7 p.m., Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 p.m. It's Team Muhammad Radio Live. CeeLo. Thank you.
Come on now. You just got to ease up a little bit. You mad? Yes, you are. Well, it is what it is, baby.
Okay, I'm creeping with a friend. Yeah. Where do I begin? I met this girl a month ago, but you ain't gotta end. If I get caught, slip up, everybody know my trend. I wanna have a mile, but when do I get in? Everybody say I'm nervous, but truthfully, it's pretend. I'm just hoping everything goes according to plan. Damn, I'm just caught up in a switch up. Homie, she was a keeper, but her friends kinda thicker and cuter in the face. Somebody tell them that it depends. Yeah, you fine, but I'm more interested in your friend. I just hope that she don't tell the girl that I was talking with everything we did, cause that's gonna bring an argument in a lot of fights. I'll break them up, wishing I was Irish, bring the luck. I'm just trying to have fun while I'm still young. I know this is wrong, but I'ma continue playing dumb.
What do I do? I really can't choose. You so fine, but your friend's fine too. And I just want them all. Could you tell me, could I pull it out? Talking her friends.
Right now I'm kind of feeling in the daze. Experience I'm having is one of those better days. Two girls, but maybe this new girl will bring over more girls. I'm messing with her girl, she don't know. I just hope they don't tell her. I know I can't trust them, but I'm thinking it's whatever. It's all good, maybe it's all good. And if you supply it, I'll hit it just like I should, real good. It's all straight till I get caught. And if I get caught, yeah, I'm moving straight on. But I don't think I will, yeah, I'ma pull it off. They told me they got me, but I don't believe
leave it all, yeah, it's just a one-time thing, but this one-time thing will bring me everything I need. I've been tied down too long, so I'm just trying to get at every single girl that likes to learn.
What do I do? I really can't do it. You're so fine, but your friends fine too, and I just want them all. But could you tell me, could you tell me, could I pull it off? Talking her and her friends, her and her friends, her and her friends, her and her friends. Talking her and her friends, her and her friends. But could I pull it out?
One more time, could I pull it out? Call her friends, and I get I hurt them all. Did I hurt them all? Did I hurt them all? Get I hurt them all. Everybody know they can do it better, and she can do it good, but they do it kinda clever. And I would say she's the best I ever had, but now I know her friends, so that statement's just a false fact. And every time that we going out, they just wanna come back and tell me lay up on the couch. Yeah, this is something God's wish for, but I'm living it out. It's truly something to
adore. What do I do? I really can't do it. You're so fine, but your friends fine too. And I just want them all. But could you tell me, could you tell me, could I pull it off? Talking her and her friends, her and her friends, her and her friends, her and her friends. Talking her and her friends, her and her friends. But could I pull it out?
Convicted. My whole life has been turned around. I lost every job. I lost everything, every opportunity. I can't get buy cars, can't get rent, can't get none of that. But I'm still a survivor. You know, I'm still coming to court, still smiling, still signing autographs. But soon I'm going to go crazy. You know what I'm saying? And it's up to the world. You know, America eats babies. No matter what y'all think about me, I'm still your child. You know what I'm saying? You can't just turn me off like that.
Radio war. Loud, it's radio war. Loud, loud, loud. What? Radio war, radio war. Loud. I had Tupac back when he never left. I made Tupac trap. Then Tupac death. I make Tupac glad. You would've made Tupac mad. I was raised on rock. I got Tupac swag. I had Tupac back when he never left. I made Tupac trap. Then Tupac death. I make Tupac glad. I got Tupac swag. I was raised on rock. It's like Pac is my dad. Hey, what up, Rob? Hey, what up with ya? If Pac was here, you know damn well he wouldn't fuck with ya. Police nigga, you can hold these niggas. Yeah, Pac still alive and I'ma show these niggas. Hey, and fuck, fuck, flex with Pac and shit on stage. If he pop up dead, I wouldn't be too amazed. I got Tupac juice, that's why I don't fuck with no roots. I got that Tupac flow, that's why I live in the booth. Throw up my Tupac rag, got every color he had. I live a Tupac life, that's why they want me dead. But I'm Tupac black, so shoot me in the head. And I still won't die, and even if I did, the whole world would think it's a lie. Cause I'm a legend like Pac, I think outside of the box. And I shoot at the cops, it's me against the world. So you know my gun is my girl. Pitching me rolling, yeah, love ball, I keep bowling. And I never met the nigga, but I feel like I know him. Ain't wrote a rhyme since 96, it's gotta be him flowing. Got a real ghost writer, from the one up higher. That's why everything I spit fire, like it's fresh out the fryer. That's right, I'm back in Atlanta. Don't get smacked with the hammer, cause I'll spit in your camera while I fix my bandana. Ha! That's my new style, too. That's my new style. That's my new style, too. That's my new style. I had Tupac back when he never left. I'm a Tupac.
Muhammad Radio Live. Law, Tupac's back. Yo, I like that joint right there. 917-889-3926. 28 minutes left in the show. Again, big up to Jay Styles of Blackstreet inside this Hump Day Wednesday. CeeLo, Toya, Dee Dee.
What you know?
What's cracking?
Hey, yo.
How
you
would
doing?
You all feel to know, you know, like, if your mom was a prostitute and you were conceived out of service?
I couldn't even see my mom being a prostitute. She has a nasty attitude too much, so I just really don't think that would have worked out.
So they wouldn't pay for it?
No, they probably, it would have been probably worth paying for, like, the things you have to deal with to get it is what, you know what I'm saying? So, she don't care if you're paying or not.
No, but real talk, though, if she was, and you, and you know, slipped up.
And I was a product of that?
You conceived out of service. Absolutely.
How
would you feel about that? I know that's like a crazy hypothetical.
Yeah, well, you know what,
change my name.
I wouldn't change my name. I would get him to sign up that he make sure he's paying for me for the rest of my life. I mean,
nah,
like, that's,
what's the likelihood of that, though? Wait, what's the likelihood?
I would find him. I would have to, like, if she knew who it was. Yeah. That would have been an expensive piece.
You know,
you
my
daddy.
You ever read the Donna Goins book? That's why I said I changed my name. Have it be Whore Baby.
Oh,
baby. My God, you are so stupid.
No, so guess what? I'm not as well-versed as others when it comes to prostitution, right? But do prostitutes keep books? Do they write down the names of their johns and how much they pay? Do they file taxes at the end of the year?
The ones at the Bunny Ranch, they got to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the professional ones, yeah, probably so. But yeah, I don't know about the people on the street, but I know that the pimps probably keep up with who's who, though.
Yeah, maybe not the streetwalker ones or the what's the call girls.
Yeah, they keep. So I mean, it's like really no different than anything else. It's just the commodity that changes. You know. It's pretty much the same like everything else because, I mean, I don't know. I mean, just like, why do people pay for dominatrix?
Because
is that illegal?
They're freaky and they want to be beat up.
Right, but is dominatrix illegal, though? I'm asking, like, does anybody know?
I think it goes along with prostitution and sex and paying for sex. To pay for sex is illegal.
Right, but if you're not having sex with them, you're just beating them because they want to be beat, or you're sitting there calling them tutu because they got on a diaper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, you know, then there's some that like to be urinated on, and some like to be defecated
on. That's illegal.
Oh, Kelly.
Illegal. Yeah, see, he peed on a little girl, and he's still making songs. I mean, he's just running around.
But he also paid the price. He also paid the price. No, I mean,
I thought about opening, being a madam. One of my favorite movies when I was growing up was, I cannot remember the name, but it was with Dolly Parton and Burt Reynolds, and she was a madam of the Bunny Ranch. I think it was in Texas. I forgot the name of this movie, but her girls used to service the football team there. Needless to say, I thought about it too. I was gonna have a nice high price, high end escorting service, because at the end of the day, what's wrong with getting paid five figures to hear about a man's problem and then you give him a happy ending?
Hey, Dee Dee, I might be tripping, but I thought you were going to say, I thought about opening a PP parlor.
A BP parlor?
A PP, which is called play with. Yeah, they come just you just piss on them.
I'm sorry. I know we were just coming off the R. Kelly story, but no. The PP Ranch. Yes. Not the PP Ranch. I said I wanted to be a high priced madam.
Hey, but I knew a female that she was like an independent call girl, and the way she explained it to me was that she only dealt with people that she had to be, somehow she had to be able to verify their phone number that they called from. So I guess somehow she probably kept track of who was who and who she, you know, was whatever with. So, and hers was illegal. So I guess they do keep track, maybe. I guess that way, I don't know.
I mean, because the thing is that if you, I don't know, like okay, the movies that they came out with, like Pretty Woman, how like she was a prostitute, right? And the guy, mm-hmm. you know, she had certain, I think in that instance it was more or less like that's all she knew, and she thought that was the only way she could make it, and so then someone comes along and changes her mind and shows her something different. And so it kind of goes back to the, you do what you know how to, I mean, you do what you know until you learn better. So in these instances that we're talking about, some of these women know better, I mean, don't know any better. But then you have some women who are cognitive and very intellectual, I mean, very intelligent, and it is strictly a business to them. But then you have some women who this is their only way of life because that's the only way they think they can survive. So the thing is that on one end you have perpetuated histories repeating themselves, and then other ways you have people who choose to live this life because why do I have to go get a college degree when I can earn $200,000 right, you know, this year just from,
right.
you know, staying fresh
but
and
you gotta have something to fall back on. You gotta have something to fall back on.
Then something that's attached to your body. It ain't going nowhere.
They falling back on that back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
But guess what? When that box is all beat up and wore out, then what you gonna do?
I guess that's when they use their mouth, get their teeth taken out. I don't know.
The price drop.
And that's what we need. We need more self-respect because you know what? Money will not buy us love. We'll be right back. Radio Live. Wayne Brady, Money Can't Buy Love. I got to go back to Dee Dee because she made a great point. We need more respect. But my question to you, Dee Dee, how are you going to teach respect at your high-class escort service?
Hey, I said it was a thought of mine. All dreams don't come true. All wishes you don't put into. Okay, I just thought about it, and I'm going to say this before I got saved. I mean, all these thoughts go through our mind. You just think about how to make fast money. You know, how to make fast money and how to be sexy and pretty. Women think of it different ways. Men think of it different ways. You know, I thought of it being a madam. Most men think of it going, stand on the corner. You know, I didn't want to put too much work into it. But at the end of the day, as I grew and matured, my dreams changed. And now I don't want to be a high-priced madam, you know. however, at the end of the day, though, I got a good plan if anybody want to hear it. But I'm like, no. because at the end of the day, you know what? Even though I do feel that the choice is that woman, and if she wants it, I think it should be legal because it's her choice and she wants to do that in order to make money. If that's her medium, that's fine. But at the end of the day, it's still all about self-respect. And that's for any job, period. I don't care if it's prostitution, being a mine worker. It really doesn't matter. It's can you look in the mirror and respect yourself and look at yourself and love who you are? And that's right. That's what I would teach my daughter. I'm not going to say, I'm going to tell her I don't want her to prostitute. I want her to respect and love herself, and she should know right from wrong and teach her right morals and values. But at the end of the day, she say, well, you know what, Mom? I think prostitution is the way I want to go. This is the best thing for me, and this is what I want to do.
Right.
I'm going to pray. And I'm gonna just
can I disagree?
That.
Can I disagree with part of that?
Go for it.
All right.
I'm gonna disagree. Huh? Oh, now you talking about
daughter
part. My daughter, if she gonna do it, I'm gonna kidnap and tie up in the house. But that's different. That's my daughter.
I'm gonna disagree with the part.
You said that. I think as long as you change the title from madam to a purveyor of talents,
you know what?
It might not be anything wrong with it. And I think there is nothing wrong at woman do it as long as you anything you do in life, you should strive to do it well. That's the type of self-respect. Because
that's what I say. If you can look at yourself in the mirror and be happy with it, then do you.
Yeah.
And do them.
If you're doing it weak, if you're just laying there and you expecting somebody to give you $500, $600, that's just terrible. That's McDonald's right there. That's no self-respect.
You know what?
You don't have no respect for yourself or your craft.
But I'm
Wednesday.
Getting $500, so it really doesn't matter.
July 27th, 2011, my friends. Tonight, we have been examining just the term of freedom and its limitations. I think we're all free, but I think that there is a certain level of self-respect that has to be applied at all times. You know, should prostitution be legal? That's the topic. We've heard a lot of different perspectives tonight. What are your thoughts? 13 minutes left in the show. 917-889-3926. We want to hear from you and some of your brave tales of prostitution or anything close to it. We're sure you've learned your lesson, wink. We're sure you've learned your lesson, wink. Cool. Tell us about something that's been close to prostitution. Have you been a John? Tell the truth, Cole.
Have I been a John? Nah, Hillary Clinton pinched me on my butt once and was like, said I was fat to death, but that's about it.
Hey, Cooper's crazy. Hey, 917-889-3926. Toya has been really quiet tonight. I gotta ask, Toya, have you ever had any moment close to prostitution?
Of course not.
You ever been willing to pay a man, Toya?
I'm sorry?
You ever been willing to pay a man, Toya?
Who? Me?
Yeah, you. No, the other toy you're on.
I'm not paying a man for a thing. Are you serious? That was funny.
Come on now, Toya. There are women who will pay for a man. Hey, hey, we're going to talk about that after this. We're going to talk to the other two on this program. Hello.
Now jitterate, everybody watching me regulate the limelight. This ain't no democracy. Take a second thought, all these people really into me. Then I just laugh like, why would they pretend to be? I'm on, I'm with it, I'm trying to make a profit. So how come when I shop I take the Gucci out the pocket? No lie, and when I pass by they like hello. Looking back at that girl, cause that thing move like hello. Got love for my fans, can't forget about the haters. Say hello, how you doing, and I hope I see you later. When you see me in your city, go ahead and say, go ahead and say,
go ahead and say,
hello, I got your girl in the coupe still. She just wanna say hello, cause I'm super real. But I got it, I got it. Hello world, I got it. Everybody jocking, and they don't say what's up, cause hello is on and popping. Got that Harry Potter flow, magic running in my veins, like J.K. Rowling was writing in my brain. Yeah, and I ain't trying to sound so orthodox, but drill it in your head, people always trying to stop and watch, trying to break these records, no stopwatch, stopwatch. Look at that girl over there, just pop lock, she get it too. I say hello like I'm into you, you say hello cause you want it to. See, there's a difference, boo, but if you get yourself over here, I might listen to you. And don't bring your friends, they can be it too. Yeah, but why do I be feeling so alone? Feeling like a BlackBerry surrounded by iPhones. But I got it, I got it. Hello world, I got it. Another block, shutting down another spot. Your boy is hot, I got it.
Hello, hello,
hello,
I got it.
Hello, I got it.
Hello,
you might hear me on the radio, see me on a video I put on, but for my city,
I got it.
Hello, I got it.
Hello,
I got it.
Hello,
I got it.
Hello. Paying for a thing. It's too much free out there to be paying for anything.
Well, that's the same with women, though. I don't get it. Why dudes paying for, I mean, the box. The box is everywhere.
Wow.
But hey, y'all, like I said, they said Heidi Fleiss was talking about opening up her own ranch for women to come to for, you know, for men. She's going to have that top quality round steak.
CeeLo, would you pay for that top round steak?
Hell no.
Then you've never thought about it.
Hell no.
Okay. Didi, dope man live out of Chesapeake. Would you pay for a man?
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
In the sense of prostituting, like you think, pay for a man, am I going to go to the street and find me a man, pay for him? Am I going to call an escort service, go get me a date?
You're going
to
look him up on the internet. You're going to look him up on the internet.
However, that's not the case. But do I pay for my man? Yeah. I mean, just like I expect him to treat me nice, buy me stuff, take me here, take me there, whatever. I reciprocate those things because I do unto others that they will have them do unto me.
No, Domir. No, Domir. That's not the question. The question is,
I'm not going to go,
excuse me.
You said, would I pay for a man?
For top quality injection.
Would you pay for a man on the rabbit ranch?
Okay, that's a difference.
Right.
No.
The rabbit ranch.
No, I'm not paying for no prostitute. But I will pay for my man. I'm not paying for no prostitute, though.
Yeah,
so you'll
paying,
pay for
I'm
it inadvertently.
I'm not paying for a one-night stand. I can get a one-night stand for free.
Exactly.
I'm not
you'll
pay
for it. But what about you paying for the guaranteed bizarre? Not no ifs, ands, and buts about it. Guaranteed
I can get a one-night,
knock
I
your socks off.
Get it for free.
But the guaranteed knock your socks off.
Get it for free.
Oh, my God.
I get that for free.
Yeah, you
I'm like, told you, what? You must be joking. Hell to the no, I ain't paying for that. We can get that for free all day long.
You get a
me and Graham trying to give it away.
Tell me this. Why do the Cougars invest so much in it?
The Cougars. I know that's
because
right.
Because the family because we at a peak at like 55 or something. I don't know. Because we still want to feel young.
That's why right there. Cougars, like, our age. Well,
no,
my age.
Joking. I mean, we pay for because the same reason y'all pay for.
I think somebody's lying on this programmer.
I'm not paying for it. When I can have it for free, you said, am I going to pay for a man at the Bunny Ranch? No, I can pay. I don't have
you.
To pay for a one-night stand.
Okay.
But
I said the Rabbit Ranch.
Okay, my bad. The Rabbit Ranch.
So basically what they...
Anyway.
Hey, T, what it is basically is they're not going to answer it honestly.
No, that's
okay.
Honest. I don't think any of us is lying. We're not paying for it. I have never
that's
paid for it. I will never pay for it.
I'm not giving out any cash.
Hey, Coop, what I'm hearing is...
For no ads.
I'm going to have to check back in about 4 or 5 years, and I think it's going to be a little different.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
lips down like a moving star. And I'm with the ladies all around me. Bring girls on for the way I was.
Mama Radio Live. Hey, thanks for rocking with us tonight, everybody. I know y'all was bobbing to that throwback right there. Sorry about that. 1 minute left in the show. Last minute comments. Shout out. Coop, thanks for rocking with us, bro.
Thanks for having me. If y'all ever hear about I have my own business and all the females working there are fine, just remember one thing. You can teach them to type, but you can't teach them to look good.
I know that's right.
What?
In
that's
the
Coopology. Coopology.
Coop.
Out of DC.
Be a blessing, Coop. Just be a blessing.
Oh. Anyway, remember, you don't have to pay. You can always get it for free.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. I want to just be the vice president. Can I get my...
No, no. Hey, check back. Check us out on Friday, 10 p.m. It's the Friday Night Cypher. Whatever you do, do it well.
Yeah.
Remember,
be a blessing.
You don't have to pay, or you can get it for free.
What's going
on? What? TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live.